Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithis is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black, which is given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. Before we get into the tithi, I just wanted to add a note here. If you want to find out your tithi with your horoscope as well as Muhurta, what the current tithi is of this particular day, any given day, download the Jyotish app. I have included the logo of the icon of this particular app in the presentation above. It's a blue box with a white kind of flame. It's free app. It has no attachments to it. Don't worry. You can use it for life. Some benevolent soul has made this. Use this and then study more about the tithis from this channel, from ChatGPT, from Google, wherever you want. But understand the tithi is extremely important. It is like the operating manual of your life. Okay. Now let's get into the study of the tithi itself. Now let's take the 8th tithi of Ashtami. Ashtami means 8 in Sanskrit. So who are the ones born under this tithi? When the angular distance or the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart is 96 degrees to 84 degrees, you are born under the tithi of Ashtami. She looks mighty pissed off, isn't it? The goddess with a fire in her hand and Trishul or the trident in another. That shows the warrior class again, something like your Shashti class, but this is a feminine form. Everything in Vedic signature has got a connotation, a meaning, a depth to it. You got to analyze beyond the representation itself. But representation is very crucial to understand. It's a feminine form of fierce warrior goddess energy who doesn't take crap sitting down. Okay, fierce devotion and elemental mastery is her signature. Element and deity is ether, the vasus, the elemental deities. So she's got a lot of power over elements, and she takes her battle to the world with that kind of energy. So she can perceive things which are beyond the visible. Ether is far beyond the visible. It's the substratum of existence. So these people have psychic ability of both being courageous and deeply devoted. They can sense the devic shaktis, okay? Shaktis as in the feminine form. They possess harmony with nature's elements, fire, wind, earth, water, etc. They can instinctively work with natural forces. They carry a psychic siddhi of integrity and protection. She's the feminine form. She always protects the weak, okay? Just because she is looking mighty pissed off doesn't mean she's going to harm you. If you have come across this video and if you are seeing this, then you know that you are on the right path. They are often having integrity and protection. The mother goddess, the Kali, the Durga. They protect the weak and they can vanquish the male pompous ego very fast. The energy that comes with an egotistical approach. They often act as moral warriors for truth and dharma. Their lives test them with battles, but each trial forges their elemental mastery stronger. Think Scorpio, because again, Scorpio energies are something similar. Number 8, 8th Tithi, Scorpio. Try to develop an analogy. How to enhance this Tithi? Devotional practices to Goddess Durga. There you go. Worship of the Vasus. Connecting with natural elements, ritual baths, fire ceremonies, sky gazing. You have to tune in basically, essentially, to the elementals. All these things are what? Ritual baths are tuning into the water. Go take a bath in the river or in the sea, natural places. I'm not talking about swimming pools here. Or carry out some homa. They'll be doing very well with carrying out homa. Tune into the fire element. Tune into the sky element. Doing just sky gazing, nothing else. This will heighten their attunement to elemental power. What to be wary of? Their intensity may lead to rigidity or fanaticism. This they should be careful of. They must balance fierceness with compassion in order to avoid burnout. Simple. If you're all the time encouraging too much internal fire, the world cannot match you because there is earth and there are other elements. Ashtami, more than any other tithi, must understand this. It cannot be always fire and carrying out destruction of different things just because you seem to be pissed off. There seems to be a need for balance. And as personality, they are balanced, but it appears as very sarcastic. Ashtami born individuals are diplomatic by default and excellent negotiators. They tend to experience life in extremes, very wealthy or very poor. These individuals are good in married life, even if they have extramarital affairs that can cause some temporary disruption. Life lesson: balancing extremes in life and relationships. Remedy for them is addressing issues in the house governed by the sun. Wherever sun is placed, if you are born on an Ashtami Tithi, check the house and the position of the sun where it is sitting. Which house, which nakshatra, which sign, and so on. And you must perform remedies for that house. Okay, there's a tip. Now let me read something from my notes. Ashtami people, very balanced tithis, not good for taking decisions, not good for working or meeting people. Their life lesson is to balance between two extremes. Sarcasm is their quality. Smiling with sarcasm, for example. These people never back down. They are extremely diplomatic, like hostage negotiators kind of thing. Married life is always good, even though they have extramarital affairs, marriage will be disturbed. Tithi that creates balance but no emotional body. The disbalances in their life they suffer are in extremes. Very good kids or very bad kids, very rich, very poor. So they learn from basically extremities of life. This is a problem for them. Traveling is good for this Tithi and will lead to balance of energies. So you have to take care. Wherever sun is placed, if you are born on Ashtami Tithi, check the position of the sun in the chart. That house has a problem. So remedies like fasting plus the lord of the house related remedies is good for them to create that balance once again. Now let us see the difference between Krishna and Shukla parts of this Tithi. So what's the difference between the Shukla part and the Krishna part for this lovely Tithi? Shukla part is going outward towards fierce devotion and elemental mastery. They are the elemental mastery people, especially if you have lots of planets, let's say, in Scorpio for an Aries rising, or in the 8th house in general, and then you're born on Ashtami, think that you might have a lot of these esoteric, spiritual, finely tuned soul energy towards elemental mastery. You must focus more on this then. So it's not just taking the 8th house, you must see the Tithi first. The tone is one of victorious and being protective. The inclination, the psychic inclination is they are fierce devotees and guardians of truth. They have a deep connection with elemental forces. Fire, water, air and earth. They can channel them instinctively. This is the beauty of having an ether, because the instinct is really strong. If you have Scorpio or 12th house, 8th house or 12th house active planets, lots of them, and your Tithi is Ashtami, think this carefully. Their Siddhi is elemental attunement, mastery over natural forces through devotion. They can call upon Durga, for example. Okay, Durga or Kali. The feminine fierce forces of existence that can change the elemental attributes very powerfully. Control over elements, something like Panchami. Function. What would enhance this? Durga worship, Goddess Durga, who is the one shown here, I think. But it's like a strange version of Durga that is shown here. You can look up the other pictures of Durga. Martial training, protection vows, courageous acts. These can help this. Ashtami people will understand what I mean here. They want to defend the weak. They are masters of elements and they channel nature's elemental energies. On the Krishna side, it is divine grace and inner transformation. Although it is ether and vasus, it is in their hidden mystical form here. Also sacred to Krishna. Krishna was born on Krishna Ashtami. Release oriented, mystical and transformative. These individuals inherit devotional magnetism, often blending playfulness with deep wisdom like Lord Krishna. They have psychic gift of charm and grace, inspiring devotion in others and turning challenges into a divine play. Aside here, in Vedic astrology or in Vedangas, you might say, the creation is looked upon as Leela, as a divine play. So they would do well by celebrating Krishna, tune into Krishna. Janmashtami is Krishna's birth, celebrated in India. Austerities of different kinds, yoga of different kinds, pranayama of different kinds, tuning into the elementals. Midnight vigils, because this is goddess energy of the absolute void, Kali. So you have to do night-based kind of rituals, mantra practices. Recite Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, for example. I'm a big fan of Lalita Sahasranama, as you can see. Transforms through grace, uplifts through devotion, and balances karma with joy. This is a more joyful one, isn't it? Krishna Ashtami compared to the Shukla Ashtami. Later we shall see the next one, Navami. And meanwhile, take care, be safe, and share these videos, comment on these videos if you find something in your chart. Take care.